Jacko's other mega investment has been the ATV Music back catalogue. And Jacko did just that, splashing out nearly $50 million to get the rights to 250 Beatles songs and showing his mean streak.
Look at the way he picked up the Beatles catalogue. Even though it meant stabbing his old recording partner, Paul McCartney, in the back. Paul McCartney was incredibly heartbroken.
I thought it was a little overpriced. He disagreed, and he went and he did it, and he was right, and I was wrong. Because obviously, the Beatles have sold, 100 billion records, you know, since then.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me.
Well, the Beatles catalog is huge. I mean, you know, Michael's done a lot of things with the Beatles catalog that Paul doesn't like. You know, Michael has allowed some of those songs to be used in television commercials and things like that. You know, Michael fully intended to exploit that catalog. That's why he bought it. I mean, he fully intended for it to double in its worth, and it really has done that.
With Neverland and other property investments, the Beatles catalogue and his own music, Jacko's assets are worth close to $575 million. That's almost £400 million. So Jacko's wealth, like his fame, had reached unimaginable heights, but scandal and excessive spending were never far away. Jacko's success has been so great that last year he was asked to open the day's trading on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange here in the financial center of New York. Go on, Jacko, blow the candles out, mate. He's made so much money it would make a Central American country green with envy. But boy, does he know how to spend it. And throughout his career, he spent millions in the courts, with many of his business deals and working relationships ending in litigation.
I never saw a family that was so litigious as this. Everything ends up in litigation with him.
And Henry Vaccaro should know. He sold his renowned Kramer guitar company to Jackson Communications in the early 90s, then fought a tortuous 7-year court battle to get his money.
The only way we could collect the money is to seize some of their assets. They could have easily paid it. They spent more money in lawyers, and they all went through a bankruptcy just to try to beat me. That shows you what kind of people they are.
At one stage, Michael and the Jacksons could have bought this lot back for just $60,000. So what's it worth now?
I would probably conservatively estimate the collection to be worth anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million. Now again, that's taking a glimpse at most of the significant costumes. I'm sure, as you can see, the majority of the stuff has not been gone through yet. But with hundreds of boxes, who knows what you'll find. It's a once-in-a-lifetime collection. I mean, you'll never find another Michael Jackson or Jackson 5 collection again in existence. And you can't recreate this stuff, and it's all right here.
Does it make you feel good that you know that you think the Jacksons?
No. It gives me a sense of satisfaction to know that I was able to ultimately collect the money that was owed my corporation. You can't let it be emotional, but damn, what they did to me, they got it back.